What's up? It is Saturday, May 21st, and we actually have three games for a Sunday, so I wanted to give you a couple things since we got an early game tomorrow, so let's get this out on a Saturday night so you have some time to figure out what you want to do. And what do you think? I'm not going to mention the you-know-what. We lost the over on Shesterkin State. How dare you do that, Andy? How dare you give us one bad pick when you've given us so many? How dare you not be at 100%? How dare you not be the guy from Back to the Future 2 who literally goes into the future and comes back with Gray Sports Almanac? How can you ever get one big one wrong? I mean, we know that you still hit 2 out of 3 on the video, but how can you ever get one wrong? How could I ever trust somebody who gets one incorrect on the test, like the mom who gets angry at their son, who says, why did you get a 99? What happened to the other point? I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. If I hit 100% of my bets, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. I'll tell you that right now. I'd be sitting outside the MGM pool having somebody fanning me while somebody else is bringing me a banana daiquiri. With that said, we'll go on to Sunday's bets. But before we do that, I mean, if you lost the 200, it would have been free if you just went to BetMGM, bet $10 on a game. And even though it was only 2-0, you still would have got paid out the 200 if one of the two teams scores. That's the deal that we got for you. You know what it is. You go to BetMGM, use the promo code OSNHL, or click the link down below to get your free 200 after you bet $10 on any single game. You got three of them to choose from today. First up, we got that Lightning Panthers game. I think this is pretty simple. I teased this in the past, and when I lose, I lose. But remember, we've won 3 in a row now, so like if you take things in chunks, just like the NFL season, you know how they say, well, just try to win 3 out of 4. Well, now they got the extra game, but you know that's how you would get to a 10-win season. Same kind of thing here. We just hit the past couple. I'm going under until there's a reason not to. I never did like the Tampa Bay day game during the playoffs, especially on weekends. I've always theorized this is just a full conspiracy theory. Like, I think Kucherov goes out on a Saturday night. I don't know if you've ever been in Tampa. Tampa's a fun place, and I don't think Kucherov can stop himself from going out. Zero proof other than the videos that we have of him after winning the Stanley Cups. So I'm going to take the under once again until I lose. I mean, I can go through all the analytics, the statistics. How about this? Vasilevsky, one goal. That's what he's given up lately. So we will see. I know Tampa's banged up, but they've had a couple days off. So hopefully that might be able to help them out. And then on the other side, you have Florida. They still have their power play woes. I saw that they moved up Hornquist to the first unit, and then they moved Giroux to the second unit. So if you are inclined to, because like that's what I do, I took Corey Perry for a goal on that first game because he was elevated to point spot. But this is different, where you'd be hoping for a power play goal from a power play that hasn't scored all playoffs. If you have balls, you can do it, and you'll get a great price on Hornquist, but I'll leave that up to you. The second game of the day should be, I believe that's the Rangers. They're hosting Carolina this time. And, you know, Carolina, the team that I told you was going to win. So, you know, the evil man here who did everyone bad on a Friday night also told you that Carolina would return to their game or their first series form. And while I wouldn't say that it matched up to that exactly, they controlled most of the game. What did they? I think they surrendered under 20 shots. They shut them out. And kudos to the person who took the Antti Raanta shutout. Because I put $30. I'm a big fan of putting like $25, $30. I put $20 on a Shesterkin shutout and $20 on a Raanta shutout. And I will be doing that same type of thing with Vasilevsky and Bobrovsky tomorrow. Now, that's just me, though. I'm not saying take it and it's going to win. When you're seeing these low-scoring series where there's a one goal, and it's tightly checked, take some shutouts if they give you a good price. But as far as that game, another thing, Carolina has not won on the road. They've not lost at home. They've not won on the road. So if you've bet against them on the road, how's this for some nice logic? Do you need me to break things down in simplistic fashion? And by the way, this is an absurd shirt. I understand I'm wearing it for a reason, not related to these videos. They haven't won on the road. Until I see them win on the road, I will not bet on them on the road. So give me the New York Rangers in this game. I think it's about even money, something like that. Something tells me this is just a random gut feeling. They're actually going to go down in the game, maybe like 1-0 or 2-1. I have a weird feeling they're going to come back and then win it in overtime. That's just a random feeling. However, it doesn't change the fact that unless if you want to bet the Rangers, if you want to stick with my call with the Rangers, maybe wait till they go down 1-0. I have a weird feeling they're going to go down 1-0 and then win the game. And then if you can bet them live, I don't know if you're an amateur bettor or not, but you could obviously bet these things live as goals are going in and the score is changing and you get better odds on it. So if the Rangers go down 1-0, let's say it's the first period and you bet on them, you'll get a greater payout. So look to take those Rangers if they go down 1-0, but I'll probably take them before the game at even money. I need to see Carolina win on the road. They might do it. You know, it's not Boston here, but we'll see. Carolina didn't look that great either last game. I mean, they were definitely good defensively, and the penalty kill led to their goal, but I'm going to take the Rangers in that one. And then moving over to the late game, Edmonton. Told you how I had a feeling that they were going to win, and if not that one, then the next two. What I like in this game, I kind of like Edmonton for the game, but what I really like in those last two games, you saw Calgary jump on them right away and go up 2-0 in both of those games. I think they're going to get a little taste of their own medicine in this one. I'm taking the Edmonton Oilers for the first period. Something tells me the tables are going to turn. And what I will say about the game, like if I had to choose for this one, I would probably take the Oilers for the game. But whoever loses this one, I'm taking the opposite team the following one. I truly feel, I said this after game one, this series is destined for 7. One way or another, we're getting there. Most likely, they're going to split these next two. Calgary wins, Edmonton wins, and then coin flip game that I actually have going to Edmonton in game 7. But if I had to pick this game, a winner for this one, I would go with Edmonton. But I really like Edmonton in the first period to give them a little taste of that early medicine that Calgary gave Edmonton in games 1 and 2 when they went up 2-0. So that's what I got for you. And what I thought, now I realized that it's way easier to do this. Some people don't like props. They'd rather just get my best picks, and the props haven't been treating me as well as my regular picks, because the props, a lot of times I rely on some of the statistics and metrics that come in from the guys at Odds Shopper, the people with the beakers and Bunsen burners and weight scales and whatnot coming out with the highest percentages. I'll add that in the comment thread later on, because when I make the videos beforehand, some of those numbers aren't ready yet. They're still marinating. But I could always add it in the comment thread, so be sure to check the YouTube comment thread or the comments on the video if you are more interested in some of those picks and what the guys at Odds Shopper like. But I guess I'm sorry. I'm sorry for going 2-1 yesterday after going 3-0 with my best bets. But what do you want me to tell you? You know? It happened. It will probably happen again. But this is what it's come to now. But this is what you do for people. You feed people, you give them 2 out of 3, then all of a sudden it's 3 out of 3 or you're a bum. Well, this bum will be here for you regardless through the rest of the playoffs, and I'll be back with you tomorrow to talk about those Monday games. Take it easy, have a good one, and enjoy your Saturday night.